Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And they are celebrating here in Indianapolis. The Pacers' dream of their first NBA title very much alive. They're two wins away from a championship.
But this is Indiana.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Gotta love that.
Oh, man. Always a delight to talk to our dear friend, Bob Kravitz.
Before we get to Bob, real quick, breaking news here on The Score brought to you by Wildfire. The Sox have traded for Aaron Civale, the pitcher from the Brewers. We'll get to that after this. Aaron Civale joins the White Sox, according to John Heyman, who tweeted that out, our guy from the MLB Network. On top of everything, White Sox.
Wow. All right. We'll get to that next. But first, we've got Bob. Always a delight. He joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Bob, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Bob.
Gentlemen, good to talk to you.
Well, there's so much to talk about. I mean, I you know, we'll start with the Pacers because obviously that's the story. But we got to get into the quarterback, got to get into the new ownership. We got to talk about so many different things. I'm just curious, Caitlin Clark, I watched the finals mainly to see her watch the finals. Bob, when you think about Tyrese Halliburton, you know, they had Magic Johnson on the other day, and he said something along the lines, his description of a superstar is a guy that you, well, let's take a listen real quick.
Define a superstar.
A person who can go on the road and sell the building.
There we go. That's the, that should be, it's a simple definition.
Simple. I'm going to see that person. Mm-hmm.
Would you pay to go see him if he came into town? Well, you're in town and he's there. But I'm saying if you were somewhere else and he came into play, would you pay for a ticket?
Well, you know me. I'm cheap. So probably not. But, you know, I mean, I'd pay to go see SGA play for sure.
Right.
You know, look, I have a little bit different definition of a superstar. To me, a superstar is somebody who brings it every game. And I think he's a rising star. I think he's a developing star. I don't know that he's a superstar yet because you don't know what you're going to get from game to game. He just sometimes he's just not aggressive. We saw that in game two. So I think he's on the rise, but I don't think he's quite there yet. But it's interesting that Magic Johnson is talking about him because I think if you compare his game to anybody from yesteryear, it would be Magic Johnson. That funky shot of his, the no-look passes, making passes while he's up in the air, jumping. I think he's very similar to Magic Johnson.
And the triple-doubles. You know, that's the kind of thing you look for, and certainly he's delivered. Bob, I just wonder, from your perspective, as you've watched this series unfold, but also this postseason in general. How surprised are you that the Pacers are two victories away from an NBA title?
Yeah, I'm a little shocked. You know, I thought they could reach, when the season started, I thought they could reach the Eastern Conference Finals again because, you know, they were the same team as last year, except they were going to have Siakam the entire season. And I thought that they could duplicate what they did last year. Coming into this playoff season, I thought Cleveland was going to be the toughest challenge for them. I thought Cleveland might win that series. Obviously, I was terribly, terribly wrong. But, you know, the fact that they reached the Eastern Conference Finals, not a big shock. But the fact that they're in the finals and they're two games away from the first NBA championship in our history is mind-boggling, to be sure.
I got to tell you, I think it really reflects well on the head coach. I think that guy's done a ridiculously good job, and he's now kind of separating himself into the – if they win this thing, I mean, I think he's a Hall of Famer anyway, but if they win this –
he's a Hall of Fame coach either way.
Yes, but I'm just saying, then all of a sudden, you know, good God, it's an incredible achievement.
Well, he'd become one of only four coaches to have won championships with two separate franchises.
Right.
That's pretty impressive. I think that would sort of validate his bona fides for the Hall of Fame to win a championship in Indianapolis. And, it's really remarkable, guys, because they rebuilt this thing in about 10 minutes. I mean, they I don't want to say they completely tanked, but they definitely went in the direction of not caring very much about winning. And to go from 25 to 35 to 47 to 50 and be in the finals just 3 years after you've been in the lottery is truly remarkable.
But if Halliburton's not a superstar, Siakam's not a superstar, what the Pacers are doing and are on the verge of accomplishing kind of runs contrary to the idea that you need a superstar to win an NBA title. So what is the takeaway from the Pacers' experience if, in fact, they close it out?
I think the lesson is that there are a lot of different ways to skin a cat. You know, I still think that teams are going to try and load up, whether that's getting Durant or Antetokounmpo. I think teams are still going to go for superstars. I don't think that's going to change. But I think what it's showing is that a small market with a low payroll can through the force of will and depth, compete with these teams who have these superstars. And so I think it's great for the whole league that you've got one team that's, 22nd in payroll and another that's 28th in payroll playing for the NBA title right now.
We joked about Caitlin Clark, but her impact is unbelievable even while injured. The way the ratings have declined in the WNBA with her being injured. We had the numbers yesterday. I don't know.
53%.
53%.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can have a new CBA. I don't know what you're paying for a league that depends so much on one player. The idea that I guarantee you, when she comes back, so will the ratings. It's
absolutely
pretty incredible.
Yeah, it just shows you there's a fragility to their popularity.
Yes.
That it's really it's all about her. I mean, you know, you talk about them moving the needle. She is the needle.
You can't say that too loudly here in Chicago, Bob. But I don't think many people can disagree with you because the numbers speak for themselves.
They do. They do indeed. And Pacers are undefeated when she's at games, by the way.
Is she the biggest star in Indianapolis?
Yes. What's that?
Is she the biggest star in sports in Indianapolis?
I would say right now it's Halliburton, but certainly nobody from the Colts side. But I'd say Halliburton probably number one and Caitlin number two just right now. But as soon as this is over, Caitlin will take the number one spot once again.
You know, it was sad to see Jim Irsay shuffle off this mortal coil. And obviously a guy that grew up here in Lincolnwood, he went to Loyola Academy.
Right.
I believe you are a contemporary of his who also, where did you go? You went to one of the New Trier's?
I went to New Trier West for 2 years.
Wow. And that's no longer,
yeah,
that's no longer
down the road.
It's now the high school campus of New Trier, freshman campus.
Yeah.
They combined those schools.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious, when you think of him, I mean, you know, I get it. A lot of people have differing opinions, but he was always gracious to us, always loved coming on in Chicago,
right.
and was just a good, decent man. I loved his rock and roll stuff. I understand all the issues with his dad, but I just felt bad for him. And now you got his daughters are taking over. Is that he's got one daughter who's already heavily involved, right?
Right. He's got three daughters. They're all involved or have been involved in different ways. But Carly Irsay Gordon, the oldest sister, she's 44. She's basically the big boss. And she's, you know, she's much like Jim in that from a very young age, she has been part of the Colts organization, you know, deeply embedded in the Colts organization. You watch her at a game, she's got the headphones on, she's on the sideline. You go to practice, she's standing by the coaches. You know, some people in this town actually think that she was, you know, that she was basically you know, trying to see what was wrong with the Colts. No, I mean, she was there to learn the business, just the way Jim was when he was a young boy. So I think they are very well prepared for this moment, and I think they'll do a fine job.
Well, if Anthony Richardson is injured and Daniel Jones isn't much better than he's been, one of their first jobs might be firing somebody.
Wow.
There's no question. She made it very clear the other day that it hasn't been good enough. And while she still has faith in those guys, Steich and Ballard, I think this is Ballard's last run at it. Hmm. And I certainly would not want to have my job reliant on Daniel Jones. that scares me to death. But, yeah, I think this is do or die for Ballard. Whether Steichen is connected at the hip with him, I don't know. But it'll be Steichen's third year, and they've yet to do anything significant. So he might be on the outs as well. But you're right. Her first big decision is going to likely be Ballard at the end of this season.
Wow. That is – their quarterback situation is tough. We know Chris – from his time in Chicago and always enjoyed him and wish him well. But that's tough with the quarterback stuff. You know, over the years in Chicago, we have learned how horrible a bad quarterback play, how that damns a franchise for years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's funny listening to people in Indianapolis, you know, they're complaining about the quarterback situation. I'm like, you know, there might be some karma here. We had Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck back to back. You know, look in Chicago, look in Cleveland, look in Miami. I mean, they've been looking for replacements, you know, for 150 years. So we haven't had it that bad.
Bob, we know you're now posting on Substack Musings of an Old Sports Writer. Great stuff. And you also contribute to Indianapolis Monthly. So as a guy who's been there a long time, and I know you did the double with the Indy 500 and then the Pacers after that. That was fun to follow. What are you anticipating this weekend? Pacers tonight, Fever tomorrow. How big of a weekend is this in Indy?
Oh, it's huge. This whole month has been crazy. I mean, with the Indy 500 and the game the same day. I, unfortunately, if you're asking me to be objective, I think Oklahoma City is going to win it tonight. I do think the team that wins tonight is going to win the series. I picked Oklahoma City in six. I stick by that. Obviously, none of this conversation never happened if they win tonight. if they win tonight, then I have the freedom to change my pick. But I think tonight is the night. I think this will be the game that determines which way the series is going.
Great stuff, Bob. Thank you. Great to catch up with you. You're at the center of the sports world these days.
Great talking to you, Bob.
Big fun. Thanks, guys. Take care of yourself.
You too.
That is Bob Kravitz. Doesn't
long time guy. Yeah. Great friend. Yeah, and he does a terrific.
Good man.
Terrific writer. And it is a very active weekend. You got the Pacers tonight and the Fever tomorrow. If Caitlin Clark returns, you know what that does to the league.
Oh, it changes
the way you watch the WNBA.
No, yeah.
Changes the way you talk about the WNBA.
Yes. Well, it changes the WNBA for the better.
It does.
It's just it's crazy that it's been reflected. As he said, there's a fragility to their popularity that is reliant upon. I never understood why more people didn't appreciate the fact that that her presence was bringing in more fans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy that it's been that kind of impact on their ratings and will continue to be. But they need her back, man.
I think it's reflective of – it's hard to go – the Jordan era, Jordan to the NBA, Messi to the MLS. Is there any other example that you can find one player?
I think the NBA thing is really interesting to me because it really was Bird and Magic who changed the NBA. Then Michael Cumming really shot it out of a cannon. But if it wasn't for Bird and Magic, I don't even know you'd be in the position you were in to take advantage of Michael Jordan.
That's a really good observation. I think you're exactly right. And I think that they came first, so Michael followed, and it almost brought it to another level.
Yes.
But he was able to do that because of what came before him.
Yes.
So that's a very, very interesting dynamic.
And it's in terms of, one athlete making a sport that popular. This is extraordinary what we're witnessing with Caitlin Clark and the idea that there's a 53% loss in people following this is crazy to me. It's just crazy. It just tells you that she's really beyond superstar. I mean, she's a superstar. People do, if you go by Magic's definition, people buy tickets because she comes to the town.
No doubt about it. Now, Molly, when we come back, we'll get to the bottom of this, but we want to remind people about the breaking news brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Up in Milwaukee, Aaron Civale demanded a trade. They moved him to the bullpen.
Yes, he was moved out of the starting rotation to the bullpen, and his response was to demand a trade.
And they traded him.
And he got one.
To the White Sox.
Careful what you wish for.
You know who went back? Andrew Vaughn.
Oh, wow.
Andrew Vaughn to the Brewers, and that's...
Fantastic trade.
The Brewers are trading Aaron Civale to the White Sox, according to John Heyman, and Jesse Rogers reported that Andrew Vaughn will be headed to the Brewers in exchange. So, White Sox, first-round failed draft pick, went to Charlotte, was demoted. Now he's on his way to Milwaukee for a new start. Coming to Chicago, Aaron Civale, who's been a starter in his career, had 31 starts last year.
Yeah.
Probably jumps right into the White Sox rotation.
Oh, no question.
No doubt about it.
That is a great deal for the White Sox.
I think it could help both teams.
Well, maybe, but it definitely helps the White Sox.
It definitely does. No doubt about it.
That's probably more than you expected them to get for him.
I think it is.
Yes.
A major league starter?
Unbelievable from a guy you had to send to the minors.
Nice job, Chris Getz.
Yeah, that's a pretty good job. All right. 312-644-6767. Holy cow. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
1-2 the count. Another long set by Savali. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. As Savali gets Bellinger with a curveball. And the Cubs leave men at the corners to end the top half of the fifth inning.
Going, going, Vaughn.
Mully and Haw. Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score.
Yes, Andrew is Vaughn.
Oh, my gosh. That's hysterical. Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for that. I haven't heard that in a while.
Good trade for the White Sox.
Andrew Vaughn was not with the major league team.
He was not going to be part of the plans.
It didn't look like they were bringing him back. Tim Elko's been up here. Elko's not doing great. We were talking about that, but I don't think they planned on bringing Vaughn back in. They get a starting pitcher. Even if he wasn't deemed to be a starter, he was demoted to the bullpen.
But he's a career starter.
Yeah. He's in a contract year.
He makes $8 million, probably
so prorated. Half of that,
yeah,
right?
Probably $5 million left on his deal this year. He also is probably a candidate to be flipped if he pitches well in the next 6 weeks. You can see the White Sox getting a prospect for him. That's why he's here, yes, to take the bump every fifth day. To maybe stabilize things. This rotation's been pretty good, but I do think he also could be a candidate to be traded.
Well, I mean, that would be great too. I mean, if you can get a guy and you know, the White Sox know a little something about pitching, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. They have helped some guys and they've helped make – they brought people in and they've, as you've determined it, they've kind of given them the old Keller treatment and turned them into different players and then been able to get something out of them. It's been pretty extraordinary to see the way different pitchers have aided the White Sox this season. This is a really good move, in my opinion, because you got a guy in Andrew Vaughn that you got no need for, and he's kind of run his course here in Chicago, and I don't know what if they even had any plans on bringing him back. I don't know how he did at Charlotte. I don't remember him kind of I don't remember reading a lot about him doing great in
Charlotte.
He
wasn't doing great down there. Right. He was pretty pedestrian.
So,
and it wasn't something that it was begging to be called back up. He was somebody that needs a change of scenery. The Sox have provided it. He was a guy drafted high by the previous regime. Never panned out. Had some moments. Certainly a good clubhouse guy. But let's go back to the winter, too. He was accused of not being a very hard worker.
Well, I mean, listen.
By a former teammate.
Yes. But this is another Milwaukee guy, right? Walker McKinven, is that the guy they had from the Brewers?
He's the bench coach.
And he seems to have a connection with some people. But it's Sox and pitching. It's Bannister. It's just this idea that you could bring in someone you can find. Like we talked about Adrian Hauser earlier in the
former
program.
Former Brewer.
What? Exactly.
Another former Brewer.
And that works out. And
yeah.
I mean, who knows what happens here, but you're right. Now, you can say, listen, you know, the guy wanted to be traded and the Brewers, okay, you want to be traded? Here you go. And you know,
Brewers aren't messing around.
No, Pat Murphy, the manager, said he better behave when told that he demanded a trade. Well, they traded him. I guess he didn't behave and he wants out. And so you send him to the White Sox, which sounds bad, but who knows?
Maybe you want traded? You're going
exactly.
To a team.
It sounds
that's
like punishment.
Lose 100 games.
Sounds like punishment.
It does.
But I think
be careful what you wish
for. I think it's great for the Chicago White Sox. I think it's a really good thing to have happen.
Yeah, and the Sox back in action tonight. It's Friday the 13th. Adrian Hauser on the mound against the Rangers down in Texas. I wonder how quickly Savali will be ready to go and who he replaces in the rotation.
I think they're kind of running in. They're running out of
Jonathan pitching. Cannon's still injured.
Yes. Jonathan Cannon, he did some long throwing yesterday, but he's hurt.
He's on his way back slowly. Yeah. He's got the
Perez
back situation.
Perez is gone for the year.
Perez is gone. He'll won't be back maybe September. But you've got Sean Burke. You've got Shane Smith. You've got Davis Martin.
Yes.
And you've got
Hauser is taking
Adrian Hauser and Aaron Civale. Who are we overlooking there?
I don't think we're overlooking anyone.
No, I think they've been going with the opener. So I think that's probably a guy you plug and play right away.
I think they're scheduled for a bullpen game too, right? So maybe he starts that game, as you said.
He saves the bullpen.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And Vaughn will definitely benefit from any change of scenery, probably anxious to get a new start. And who knows? With the Brewers, they tend to have good success with they do a nice job in that organization of getting the most out of their talent. So you wonder if Andrew Vaughn will somehow contribute to a team that will challenge the Cubs in the NL Central. I know you're down on him. I know you never have really liked him.
No, I'm not. It's not. I wish everyone the best. I just it didn't happen for Andrew Vaughn here in Chicago, and I feel like I didn't want them to bring him back. How's that?
Tim Elko instead. Tim Elko has struggled mightily.
Yeah.
Three strikeouts again last night, and there's some speculation that he may go back down to Charlotte. Brian Ramos may be ready to come up, and maybe Miguel Vargas plays first base. That would give you some youth to look at some different possibilities.
We talked about Lenin Sosa beginning we kind of knew how the spot had been created, and they brought Elko up, and we weren't sure how long that was going to be. And when we talked about it at the time, we kind of, you know, gave Andrew Vaughn a benefit of the doubt by saying that they probably didn't want to bring him up and then send him down again. With Elko, they might have to do that, and that's fine. But I don't think it will impact him in the same way it would Andrew Vaughn being shuttled back and forth.
Since you brought up the White Sox,
you
brought up the White Sox.
I feel like the trade happened.
I know. But can I mention what happened last night we haven't really mentioned? This is not pleasant news, but it's something that I think was historic and we should probably talk about or at least reference. Austin Slater struck out 5 times.
Yeah. That,
okay.
Not good.
It's just the 6th player in White Sox history to strike out 5 times in a 9-inning game.
Hmm.
Okay. So Austin Slater made a little history, and I don't think that's company you want to keep.
How many times did they strike out?
12. No, 16.
No,
I'm sorry.
16. 16. 12 by
Valdez had 12.
Yeah.
And the 16 overall.
Yeah.
The last Sox player to strike out 5 times in a 9-inning game, Jake Berger in 2023. Then it was Mancata in 2021. Remember Matt Davidson?
Yes, of course.
2017.
Matt Davidson was just in the news. What happened to him? Did he do something or
I don't
something
know.
Happened to him?
I don't know. Really? Was Matt Davidson in the news?
No, it wasn't Matt Davidson.
Okay, Alex Avila, 2016.
You know what it was? It was James Daniels. That's where I read.
Okay.
Something, he hurt himself or something.
So Alex Avila in 2016 and Jungle Jim Landis in 1957. So those are the White Sox players who've struck out five times in a nine-inning game.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're picking on him.
I'm not picking on him. I'm recording. I'm reporting history.
Yeah,
Gordon Eads from the CHSN newsletter.
That's not good.
If you don't get the CHSN history. Newsletter, you should.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh my gosh,
he does an unbelievable
Gordon
job.
Gordon Eads is a Hall of Fame baseball writer,
yes.
And he's a very well kept secret here in Chicago,
he's great.
A treasure.
Yeah.
A treasure.
That is a. I love that.
He also included this. Javi Baez is one of two players to strike out five times in three different nine inning games.
Is that right?
You know who the other is? Aaron Judge.
Is that right? Wow, that's
He's
good
pretty
company.
Good.
Yeah, that's good company. Wow, I got to tell you, I wasn't expecting to.
I blew your mind with the trade.
To learn that. You did blow my mind with the trade.
And the Austin Slater
tidbit. I'm very pleased by that. Okay, so we got a lot going on the weekend.
A lot going on.
The return of Caitlin Clark, right?
She's expected back tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll find out. Yeah.
I'm just saying, there's a championship game tonight. We'll see. If
NBA Finals game four.
You feel worse about your Pacers after Bob Kravitz?
No,
said?
I like Bob. I know Bob's glass half empty guy.
Okay.
I love Bob.
Okay.
I've known Bob for a long time. But, yeah.
But I mean, you were cheering for the Pacers.
I am cheering for the Pacers now.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, now. And then
I'm front runner.
And yeah,
when it comes to the NBA Finals,
we'll have an Edmonton game, right? Don't they have a game coming?
Not till Monday.
Not till Monday. That's right.
I think
right.
It's Monday.
Wow, that's too long.
It's too long.
That's too long. They should play. We should force them into playing.
Is it Monday?
Yeah, that's the next game.
Check
is Monday.
It.
I think. You're
no.
Right. What?
Saturday night.
Let me see.
You're not listening to the update.
Saturday night, let's
drop the puck in Edmonton Saturday night at 7 on TNT.
But they play again on Monday, though, right?
That, you know, that
yeah,
far,
they do
that
play Monday.
That far ahead.
I get my NBA and NHL mixed up because the dates are kind of odd. They
it
have
seemed
such
too
a lag,
long.
A
nobody's,
lag
nobody's playing on Father's Day. Neither series is on Father's Day.
I believe there's a golf tournament that is on Father's Day. How about, did you see that Rory McIlroy, David, I know you follow him closely.
Game 5 is Saturday night. Thank you, Dustin.
Rory McIlroy yesterday, he was 2 under over the first 9, 6 over in the back 9, signed his scorecard and drove off, probably because he doesn't like to complain, and he probably feels like the course was set up to fail, Oakmont Country Club. But
why are you making excuses for him?
Because I like him.
That's a cowardly act.
I was just going to say that it makes you wonder, because he won the Masters, and the big storyline was finally broke through, finally got that the last major. He's won all 4 of them now. He's won 5 in his career. He's going to win more now.
Mm-hmm.
He's been awful since then.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like that they word leaked that that his driver was deemed illegal before the last tournament,
what
the PGA. And and so he hasn't been talking at all. I don't know what's going on with him, but it makes you wonder whether he's going to win another major ever. That's how bad it was yesterday for him, tied for 62nd. Also, Scottie Scheffler and John Rahm are now the co-favorites. Scheffler went into that tournament as the number one favorite. We'll figure out what happens today and how things look. But Father's Day with the final day of the U.S. Open is classic stuff.
Yep. We'll get there. Hopefully,
yeah.
Rory will show up.
Yeah. And
I hope he withdraws.
Yeah, that'd be great. Just go away. Drive away quietly.
He
no
won't
questions.
Because of sponsors, but he should withdraw.
And there's another cool thing going on in Chicago we should tell you about, which is the High Rocks World Championships. So the High Rocks training it started in Germany in 2017. It came to the United States in 2020. It's the fastest growing fitness sport in the world. There are currently 30 countries, over 85 cities, 600,000 participants in this during the 24-25 season. The top 1% of finishers have earned a spot in the World Championship. They're going on right now at Navy Pier. And I know that because there is a woman, Erica Odlog, her trainers, Albert Ferguson. I watch these people work out when I'm working out with my guy, Mylon Blake. And my God, David, you never see anything like this. And she's competing for a world championship this weekend. And a shout out to her and to Albert. And here's hoping that they get themselves a title out of it.
Good luck. Cool. Good luck to her. Yeah, big Very event. Cool. Navy Pier?
Navy Pier, man. Get down there. Get down there. Get some Hyrox gear. Maybe go get yourself a t-shirt. It'd be good workout stuff. You should try it. I think you succeed.
What, working out? You need to try to work out?
No. Their training includes, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, like, you're pushing weights, you're running, you're throwing weighted balls against the wall.
Do that tire flipping kind of thing?
No, not that kind of stuff? But it is.
Not like CrossFit?
It's I think there are two Hyrox gyms in the Chicago area. One's in Evanston, one's in Lake Forest, maybe. Hmm. And anyway, take a look at it, Google it, see if you like that idea. It should be pretty cool. People going for a world championship in our fine city.
Good stuff.
Yeah. There's a lot to get to over the weekend. It should be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to watching some baseball starting this afternoon with our guy Dustin Rhodes. We'll be monitoring him on the pre and the post game, and then of course we've got the White Sox down in Dallas now that they have a new starting pitcher. Who knows? Maybe they actually win a series down there. What do you
think? Cade Horton, Paul Skeens, right here on the Score. Pre-game beginning at 12:45
with Dustin Rhodes
on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
Gotta love it.
Can't wait.
He's really prepared.
Big moment.
Yep.
Don't get too nervous, Dustin.
Don't get up too early and get too high too early. Wait a minute. It's too late.
Too late. Got up at 2:30.
Yeah, I bet. Wow. Were you really fight? Did you? Were you excited when you woke up, knowing what a big day is in front of you?
Yeah.
Good man. That's our guy. It'll be fun.
It's gonna be a good day for baseball.
I'll be a prisoner of the moment at 12:45.
All right, we've got our colleagues next. We'll talk to they're on the road, aren't they?
They're at Gallagher Way.
Yeah, they're at Gallagher Way.
Gallagher Way, Layla and Marshall, Rahimi and Harris. They're at Gallagher Way, and they will be joining us for transition when we come back.
All right, we'll talk to them, and maybe Dustin will stick around. We'll see. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score.
Layla, Marshall, middays next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.